Oh, good morning. Joining us right now, Philip Wegman from the Washington Examiner. Philip, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So, Philip, you know, it's you. I'm sure in your newsroom you were having the same experience I had in mine yesterday, which is you're watching television, and no matter what TV you flip to, there's a man by the name of Sam Nunberg doing an interview. So, like, on CNN, on MSNBC, multiple times, both networks, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, everywhere you turn, Sam Nunberg, this former Trump associate, fired in 2015. As of this morning, what do we know about Sam Nunberg and whether or not he's going to comply with a subpoena from Bob Mueller?
Well, I think the best way to describe what happened, I mean, you're absolutely right. You couldn't even change the channel to, you know, the weather channel without seeing this guy. He was everywhere. And I think it was like a news story that quickly went downhill and turned into reality television, because he started out by saying that he was going to defy Mueller and he wasn't going to comply with a subpoena. And that was clearly newsworthy. But by the end of the day, he had changed his story. And I think the last report that I saw that came out of New York Magazine this morning at 1 a.m., he told one of their reporters, oh, of course I'll comply. So I guess this was all just a big stunt. And it seems like a wasted news cycle, to be honest with you.
You wrote an article that's headlined. I mentioned this morning because I think it's important that people realize, first of all, who Sam Nunberg is and also sort of what his credibility is, because a lot of people are kind of getting introduced to Sam Nunberg for the first time courtesy of these bizarre interviews and not establishing how credible he is. How credible is Sam Nunberg? Because you have a piece that says, keep in mind, Sam Nunberg is kind of crazy.
Well, so I wrote that piece, and I think he was probably on his third or fourth interview at that point, and it got so much worse as the night continued. But yeah, you're right. This is a guy who Trump fired three different times. He was eventually let go in August of 2015 because of some pretty racist and terrible things that he said online. But he was let go in August of 2015. Right before the first Republican primary debate, back when we all thought that the idea of President Trump was still a joke. So this guy was a backbencher way back in the day. It's not like he was some sort of Karl Rove figure.
Right, but he did play, I mean, I remember him playing a prominent role in sort of pushing Trump in the early days. He was the one who was in communication with a lot of reporters trying to get Trump on the radar.
And he was successful in getting Trump into CPAC in 2011. He was, you know, the guy, like you say, who kind of started the ball rolling here. And, you know, the fact that Mueller wants to speak with Nunberg about his correspondence with Stone and with Bannon is telling clearly, you know, that the special counsel has interest in this guy. But I don't think that it's, you know, quite fair, like you said, to, you know, elevate him so quickly and you know, make him the brains of the operation.
So let me ask you a question along those lines. I'm listening to all of this. I'm watching this guy go off. It was almost like a manic episode from how I saw it. If he was gone and he played such a small role in the Trump administration, he was gone very, very early on. Why is Mueller asking for all of this information from him?
I think, clearly there's some smoke there. That's something that the special counsel wants to take a closer look at, building all the evidence he can and looking at all of the details in the run-up to, you know, Trump becoming president. I'm not certain what he's looking for in particular, but if, you know, the special counsel is going to go to these lengths, clearly there's something of interest.
Well, Sam Nunberg, it seems to me, has sort of the same phenomenon going on as Roger Stone, who he calls his mentor, which is this. If you run around trying to convince everybody that you're important and involved in every major decision in the United States and maybe even the world, eventually someone's going to believe you. And that's what's happening now. Mahler's saying, you got a guy like Sam Nunberg running around. He's like, oh, I'm so involved. I talk to everybody. Everybody knows me. I'm involved in all these decisions. Well, eventually Mahler's going to be like, okay, well, then come in and chat with me. And now he's like, well, wait a second. That's not what I meant.
Exactly. And I think one of the takeaways from yesterday is we've got to figure out what was this guy trying to do by, you know, kind of self-destructing. Was he playing some sort of game of like 3D chess where, you know, there's some hidden strategy? Or is he having a nervous breakdown? And it almost seemed like the latter, that it just kept going on and he kept making calls.
But was there some part of you, Philip, and there was one part of me that felt like this, that wishes you could have a single day like this? Where you could go on literally every show on cable news and just burn every single bridge you've always wanted to burn.
I've never had that thought yet. Hopefully I don't. But I think one of the most responsible things that I saw was actually by one of my senior colleagues at the Examiner. And he got a phone call from Nunberg later in the night, and he decided just not to take the call. And I know that, you know, as journalists, we see this as a story, and I don't blame, you know, the early guys like Tapper or Katie Turr, who, you know, put this guy on air because he was newsworthy.
Yeah.
But I think as the day progressed and he just kept dousing himself with gasoline
That's right.
and lighting himself on fire, eventually, as journalists, I think we've got to say, this guy is... you know, for his own good, we got to stop him from making more of a fool of himself.
It's very difficult to consider him the Rosetta Stone to the Trump crisis when you're accusing him of being drunk on air. So there's going to be some trouble with making him a credible witness here. Philip, thank you. Philip Wegman of the Washington Examiner. Appreciate your insight this morning. And we'll share some of this Nunberg audio with you in just a moment. You've got to hear Sam Nunberg yesterday, 7:44 here on WMAL.